Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Okay, welcome again. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep, and I'm Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
And we have a special guest this week, once again, is Roger Samuels. And Roger, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, sure. I work for a local bank here in Spencer and have worked for them for 10 years full-time and probably 5 years part-time. And I'm in commercial loans and public relations.
All right. Well, we've got a list of questions here that we're going to ask Roger, as we always do. Pick his brain a little bit and see what we can find out on commercial loans this morning. So, Ethan, yep. You want to start out?
So, the first question we got for you is, what are commercial loans for?
Well, commercial loans are for many a sundry things, but to buy land or to buy land and build a building for your commercial enterprise. Equipment to do whatever products you're working on, and all the above. Sometimes just a line of credit in order to assist you in getting inventory in order to handle your commercial enterprise.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, that answers a question we had on down the list of is do you loan money on land, so I guess that would be a yes.
Yes, yes. Most certainly. Yes. Land won't go away. We loan on land.
All right. Well, the next question we have is, what are some documents you need to get a commercial loan?
Well, obviously, the first thing you need to do is make an application, and applications for commercial loans can be a little weighty, but it's not that bad. It's probably 4 pages maximum. Generally, we get the taxes for 3 years for your commercial enterprise. Okay. And that's the reason for that is you may have a very, very good year or you may have a rather off year. Yeah. So we kind of look at a 3-year spread and see how you've done and if you're able to handle a commercial loan.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah. On top of that, you need to get your documentation for your corporation or your LLC from the Secretary of State, those documents. And then, if you're a corporation, you need to get authorization from the board on who's going to do the signing and able to indebt the corporation. As opposed to an LLC, which are members, so you'll have members and you'll have an operating agreement for an LLC, and that operating agreement states that whatever members you have and how much they own of each of them own for the corporation, the LLC, and then who has the right to indebt the corporation.
Yeah.
So it's a limited liability corporation.
Yep.
And that's something. So that's something we've been asked before. You know, what all do we need for a commercial loan? And the best answer to that is talk to someone like Roger to help you through that process because there is a lot that goes into that. Definitely.
Yep. Once somebody gets their loan application filled out, what are they looking at as far as time-wise to be ready to close?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're talking land and buildings from beginning to end, it would probably take 45 days because once you make the application and we get all your documentation and we go through it and find out what you want, then there's appraisals. And we're at the mercy of the appraisers on their time schedule. And commercial loan appraisers are usually very busy, especially starting now until wintertime. And they may take 2 weeks to do an appraisal and then another week after they've done it to write it all up and get it to us. So 45 days is not unrealistic.
Okay. That gives them an idea of kind of what they're looking at.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. The next question, I'm going to make it into two questions. It says, what kind of LTV are people looking for different types of commercial loans? But my first part of that question is, what does LTV stand for in commercial lending?
Well, LTV stands for loan to value, or if your property is worth $100,000, and you get a mortgage for $75,000, at 75% loan to value.
Okay, that makes sense. So what are the different, or what kind of LTV are people looking at when you're talking a commercial loan?
Well, commercial loans typically run at 75% loan to value. That's based on the appraisal or the cash selling price to the buyer, whichever is less, 75% of that. Some banks, some lenders will go up to 80%, but we typically hold it at 75%.
Okay.
Yep.
Then you have equipment loans that, you know, equipment is one of those things, it's like a new car. You buy equipment, you take it over the curb, it's not worth it. It's not brand new anymore.
Yeah.
So it's used in, and there's a lot of loss far as value goes right away. But we'll typically look at around 80% loan to value on new equipment. Used equipment, we go out and find like equipment online to find a value of that, and we'll look at about 80% on equipment.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And what kind of interest rate are they looking at? Is it like similar to what you could get for a residential loan, like a personal loan, or is it normally more or less?
Values on commercial properties, because you have wear and tear on commercial properties. Mm-hmm. So the prices far as interest rates are a little higher. They typically start, some lenders will use prime rate plus 2 or 3%. Mm-hmm. Some lenders will use treasury notes plus 3-4%. So it depends on what they're basing their cost of funds on. As usual, you go, well, you know, I don't want to have to pay for the whole bank, but you know, we've got bills we have to pay also, which is lights, gas, you know, insurances, upkeep of the building, etc. And personnel is a large cost. So, you know, that's why there's an increase on what money costs us to what we lend it at.
Yep.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay, how many years are commercial loans usually set up for?
Well, some, and it depends on the need of the borrower. Now, some borrowers, and I'm working with one right now that says, I really only want 10 years, but let's stretch it out to 15. Mm-hmm. So make sure the payment stays low in case I have an off month or something. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. But we can and do generally go 20 years maximum on a commercial loan.
Okay.
And that's regular monthly payments.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
And this is probably a question a lot of people have. Does their personal credit score / income affect their ability to get a loan for their business?
That's kind of complicated, but here's what I can tell you. If you've got a brand new corporation, brand new LLC, you just went into business, obviously a DBA or doing business as a proprietorship, sure, your credit score is going to matter. But if you've started a brand new business, a brand new corporation, and you come to us and want to borrow a substantial amount of money, well, you don't have any credit record as a business, mm-hmm. You don't have any track record, so then we'll look at guarantors. Then's when it comes into play, that if your personal credit score as a guarantor will reflect either positively or negatively on your ability to get a loan.
Yep.
And that's because you're brand new, where you've got somebody that's been in business for 20 years. Well, we can run Dun & Bradstreet, which is not done really anymore to speak of, but there's ways of getting information to ascertain whether you've paid your bills all along, mm-hmm. you know, and then we can just loan to the corporation without any guarantees.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yep. Are there any special insurance requirements when you're doing a commercial loan?
Well, like a home loan, you have to have insurance on it to not only insure against loss, obviously, but to make sure that if something happens to the property, that the bank doesn't get a property back that has been damaged mm-hmm. to where you're going to have to spend thousands of dollars to fix it. Mm-hmm. So same way with commercial, you have to have insurance. We don't require some liability insurances because, well, it doesn't affect us, but you have to have liability insurance, and you have to have insurance on either the equipment or the building, whatever is mortgaged has to have insurance to, one, protect you as the owner and us as the lender.
Yep, I see. What would you say for people who have like a big name bank that's national, you know, a bank that's a national bank versus a hometown bank like you guys? What would be the biggest difference you feel for people using you as a hometown bank versus one of the big names?
Well, generally you're, you know, large national banks or regional banks, they have criteria, and you know, it's black and white, and you either gonna fall into line with the criteria that they have, and if you don't, you just don't get a loan.
Yeah.
Some are so large that they won't even consider anything less than $1 million because it's not worth their time.
Right.
Okay.
Smaller banks like us, local banks, number one, we're interested in the community. We want the community to do well and grow and expand. And so we invest in the community. Mm-hmm. And secondly, that, you know, we may know of the people specifically on what they've done in the business world locally and what they're trying to do. And if it makes sense, we try and find a way to accommodate that, as opposed to, hey, it just didn't fit and I'm sorry, bye.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you have any other comments or things you'd like to tell people looking into commercial loans?
Well, commercial loans are an animal on itself, and they can cover a myriad of things, but you know, if you want something, you have to go ask for it, but you have to be reasonable. You have to be good to your lender, and the lender will be good to you. So that's about all I can say as far as local banks.
Yes.
All right. Well, that was good. That's great information. As always, if you have questions or comments, please post them. Mm-hmm. We'll be glad to look at them.
Yep.
And I think that's all we have for today. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep. I'm Ethan McNeil.
And I'm Roger Samuels, and it was a pleasure doing this.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.